Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bill Renna. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. Veal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Veal moves to second. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pearsall. Veal scores. Kaline goes all the way around to score. Harris moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0 for 1 in the game. Renna is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertoia hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hecht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hecht is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hecht strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hecht picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hecht. Pearsall moves to third. Lepsio moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams pinch hits for Tom Brewer. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Murray Wall now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Veal is hit by the pitch. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button misplays the ball. That's an error on Button. Veal moves to second. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-0, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertoia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Maxwell trying to get to third. Pearsall throws the ball into Malzone, who tags Maxwell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Runnels moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Runnels scores. Malzone goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Tigers. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0 for 2 in the game. Renna hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lepsio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heft hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzahn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Veal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene scores. Veal moves to third. It's 9-2, Tigers. Leo Keeley now pitching. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Consolo pinch hits for Leo Keeley. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 3 in the game. Button hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Button reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Button scores. It's 9-3, Tigers. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzahn hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Casale now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Casale. Maxwell moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bertoia hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Morgan now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0-for-3 in the game. Renna hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene strikes out. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Veal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lepsio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Sammy White. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Jerry Casale. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Budden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.